Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And the Word was made flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Oh yes, we're talking this week about John 1 and verse 14. Yesterday we considered that this great truth of the dual nature, the two natures of Jesus, one human, one perfectly divine. This was talked about in the Old Testament and prophesied. It was also not only prophesied in the Old Testament, it was pictured in the Old Testament. You see, this word dwelt is the same word which means tabernacled. And I'm going to talk to all you wonderful Bible students. No, you don't have to be a Bible student to get this. You just have to be a Bible reader or have heard about it. But in the Old Testament, God's dwelling place before the temple, it was a place called the tabernacle. And the Word, you see, became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. Jesus is the true tabernacle, and the Old Testament tabernacle in the wilderness points towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And this tabernacle was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It foreshadowed him. And everything, almost everything about this tabernacle foretells that God would be made flesh. So let's look at this tabernacle for a few moments. Outwardly, the tabernacle was very unattractive in its appearance. It wasn't anything like the future temple. It was magnificent. There was nothing in the tabernacle which was really pleasing to the eyes. A bunch of old plain boards and badger skins and one thing then another. And you know something? When Jesus became one of us, he didn't become the most attractive fellow on the block. No. There was nothing in him that we should desire him. He didn't have form or comeliness. And we beheld him. We saw no beauty in him. No beauty was seen that he should be desired. Just like that old tabernacle. And that tabernacle in the Old Testament was God's dwelling place. And it was there in the tabernacle that he took up his abode. Oh yes. And there he ruled his people. And let me tell you this. During the 33 years that the Word tabernacled amongst us, the Lord God ruled as a man. He's still ruling and reigning, but there he was in sovereign majesty walking the dusty roads of Palestine. Oh yes, the tabernacle was also the place where God met with man. It was termed the tent of meeting. And if somebody in Israel wanted to draw near to Yahweh, all he had to do was to come to the door of the tabernacle. And you notice, when giving instructions to Moses concerning the making of the tabernacle and all its furniture, God said, "You shall put the mercy seat above the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you, and there I will meet with you, and I will commune with you." Jesus is the meeting place between God and man. No man comes to the Father but by me. Hey, that's what Jesus said. One mediator between God and man, and that's the man Jesus, Christ Jesus. He's the one who spans the gulf between deity and humanity because he himself is both God and man. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And if you will trust in him, if you will give your soul to him and say, "Jesus, I need to be saved. I need eternal life," he'll give you that as a free gift. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.